Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, Easter Sunday, we concluded our series called Detours, where we have been talking about how God can use our wrong turns to get us to the right places. And we've been really looking at Joseph and Judah, two sons of Jacob, and really looking about how they had detours and wrong turns and how God used them to get Israel to the right place. It's interesting, on Easter Sunday, you know, we can look at the resurrection, which is what the entire day is about. But if you look at the genealogy of Jesus, here's what you find in Matthew chapter 1. It says, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, son of Abraham. So God promised Abraham that through him, through his family line, all the nations would be blessed. And through that line came David, the king. And God promised David that his kingdom would last forever, that someone on his line would last forever. And obviously, Jesus comes through Abraham and David. Here's what it says next. It says, Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, and Judah the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Now, I want you to think about that for a second, because when we did this study, what we learned is that Joseph is the favored son, and that Joseph, you know, follows God. He has a dream that God gave him that one day he would rise to power, which is exactly what we saw in his life, that he was sold into slavery. He served at Potiphar's house for 7 years and was accused by Potiphar's wife falsely and ends up in prison for another 7 years. And through those years that he was forced, into slavery and in prison, he continued to honor God, continued to follow him, even so much so that when he was brought before Pharaoh to interpret the dream, remember, Pharaoh said, can you interpret the dream? And he said, no, I can't, but God can. And this is the man who, you know, eventually was risen to power, and because of the famine in the land, his brothers go down to him, and he has an opportunity now. Joseph could take revenge on his brothers for the the only way I can say it is evil they showed him by selling him into slavery. Instead, he said what you meant for evil, God meant for good, that God has put him in this position, to literally save the people of Israel. But Judah is the one who, he sold his brother into slavery. It was his idea. The next scene we see in Judah's life, he's got his daughter-in-law Tamar, who, because his son was wicked and God took his life, the second son goes in and he's wicked too. God takes his life. And, you know, Judah has the opportunity to hold this woman's future in his hands, but doesn't take care of her. He basically casts her off and puts her in a position where she has no hope for her future. And Judah is totally okay with that. And through just a kind of a wicked series of events where, you know, Tamar tricks him through prostitution and ends up pregnant with these twin boys, Judah realizes, oh my gosh, you know, this was my fault. She's more righteous than me. This is Judah. You know, Jesus comes through the line of Judah. Reuben was the firstborn. It probably should have been Reuben, right? Or what about Joseph, this son who honored God with his life? Why does the Lord come through the line of Judah and through Tamar? You know, that's the thing. You know, when we look at God, he doesn't do things the way that we do them. You know, if it was us, we would have cleaned up the bloodline and made sure that everything looked great in the genealogy. But that's not God. God shows us that, you know, he loves all people. There's no one who is too far from God. I say that to us just as a way of recognition that there was a time, if you're listening to today, that you were far from God. And that we have a tendency to look down on people like Judah and people like Tamar who make bad decisions with their life. And, you know, we prop ourselves up. But the reality is that we were all far from God. And that just shows you the love of God and the grace of our Lord. And so when we look at people, we need to extend the same type of grace to others. Lord, help us to have those kind of eyes for others, to have that kind of heart, your heart. Lord, you don't do things the way that we do, and you value people simply because they belong to you. And they, you know, Lord, help us to have that heart for others. God, help us to have eyes to see the people the way that you do. Lord, we love you. It's in your precious name we pray, amen. take a second and ask the Lord how you've been viewing people, and ask him to give you his heart for others. Till next time, God bless.